up on the hole.
Senator and a non-candidate.
convention in New York in July. And as I have said, in other days, if my party should beat me, or if perchance, which I think is unlikely, should nominate me, I am ready and prepared to serve. I fully realize that this decision will be disappointing to a host of my friends and supporters. And let me assure you, it has been exceedingly difficult for me. Now I urge those who are in the contest to continue their campaigns and not to give up, and to address themselves to the important issues that face this nation and our world. We have an obligation to do no less. And with that, I ought to finalize pretty much what I had to say here. And I have said with a heavy heart, but with full understanding on the part of my friends, my family, and myself. I thank you.
Thank you.
ask you for considered judgment by any rational citizen.
Thank you.
frankly, we do not have them in them. It's an ungodly walking enterprise. My dear friend, I have never been a stop people. I've been a starter all my life. I know there's been a lot of talk about trying to stop somebody. I've spent more time trying to prove to people that we're not trying to stop anybody. There's been more sheer, unadulterated nonsense than has been written and said about stopping someone. There is no effort on my part to stop. If I wanted to stop Mr. Carter, I had known exactly what decision to make. And I didn't make that decision. Stop or not, we would have had a rough time.
Senator Humphrey.
Sir? No, I have not, sir. I have not talked to anybody. Well, yes, I have a couple of engagements in Ohio. I believe two, is that correct? Yes.
How would you realistically assess your chances of ever becoming president?
Not very well.
Senator, have you had any communication in the last 36 hours, direct or indirect, from Governor Carter?
His press secretary called one over I was. I told him to inform him at the same old stand, the United States Senate. But other than that, I have no by about 12%, which is a very significant difference.
Justin Pearson.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
What about the exploratory committee, the so-called draft Humphrey committee? Have you authorized formation of that?
No. I think that's passed. Prologue. Is that what they say? That's a pretty good word. Prologue. May I say that last night when I came home, Mrs. Humphrey was all for me running. And that's a fact. And so were my children. I talked to all of them. Then I started to weigh out the time frame in which we had to operate, the resources that might be available. And I'm a little bit suspicious when people say that we have all the resources. I've heard that before. I had long through some kind of painful experience, and I just decided that, why do it? I've got a good life. I'm a pretty good citizen, and you treat me well, bless everyone. Civil liberties. That's one issue on which I don't have any problem. Thank you very much.